Welcome to the Sunstone Fireside Podcast. I'm Stephen Carter, Sunstone's Director of Publications. This episode is hosted by Sarah Bybee Fisk, who is interviewing Rania, Nabal, and Aya Al-Sarani. These three sisters are currently living in Phoenix, Arizona. They were refugees from the violence in Syria, their home country.
I'm just going to read. One of the things that I'm doing is I'm using scriptures from the Bible about Christianity to help people understand why they should not be afraid of immigrants and people who are different. So I'm going to read a little scripture, and it's actually, it might sound very familiar because the Quran has many of the same things. Exodus chapter 23, verse 9. Also, thou shalt not oppress a stranger, for ye know the heart of a stranger, seeing as ye were strangers in the land of Egypt. So I'm here with Aya, Rania, and Nabal Al-Sarani. And I met them when their family was resettled from Syria through Jordan into the Phoenix area. And from the very beginning, I just loved them. These girls are smart and funny and talented and engaging. And their mother participated in the refugee dinners that I help organize in the Phoenix area. And we just had such a good time that I wanted everyone to be able to hear their story. So you can all take turns talking. You can say whatever part of the story you want to tell. But I know that Rania has written out and shared often the story of how your family left Syria and what happened. Do you want to start? What happened? Why did your family decide that it was important to leave Syria?
So we decided to move from Syria to Jordan because it was a war. And we have to because we lost our house. We lost everything, and we were not having any home to live in. So we decided to leave because there is no place to stay. So we moved from Syria to Jordan, and we stayed in the camp for like a week. I don't know, a week or 2 weeks. So we have to stay there until my dad's friends come and take us out of the camp. And we stayed, we stayed in my dad's friend's house for like a month. And then we moved out to a different place and we rent a house. So we rent a basement for like 6 months a year, And it was really bad, the owner, he treated us really bad. He said he doesn't like Syrian people and that stuff. So he was always scared of us, and he was always come at night and knock our house when I came in, if my parents not at home.
Oh, wow.
So we decided to move to a different house. So my dad tried to figure out where he could find some places are more safety for us. So, and finally he found one, and we moved to a different one. So to a different house.
So before we go on to what life was like in Jordan, do you remember anything specifically about leaving? How old were you when you left?
I was 12 years old.
Rania was 12. Aya?
I think 8.
You were 8?
Yeah.
And Nabal?
10.
You were 10.
And I was holding my brother for, he was, not my brother, my sister. She was 6 months or 7. I am not really sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she was 6 months old and you were holding her.
Yeah, and we walked from Syria to Jordan for 3 hours walk.
Wow.
Yeah. And my dad had to carry a bag for us, and my brother had. And my mother had to carry another bag for us. And the rest of my sisters are holding each other's hands. And we walked 3 hours.
Nabal, what do you remember?
It was very hard time to leave
our country and go to different country and not our country. So like it was so difficult. Like we were in my auntie house to go from Syria to Jordan, but we have to stop on the road to take rest. So we go like from many places in Syria to go. The place when I got out of Syria to Jordan, it was so hard to take like 2 days, then we walked like 3 hours. And we go to the basement. It was so hard. And the police, they were so mean to us, to all the people they are with us. And like it was so dangerous. And in the night, like they scared us and it started to kill the people. And we fell down to like stop the kill. Then we complete walk. And it was so hard and it's too dangerous. And we can't like forget that.
It's difficult to forget. Just so everyone knows, we've talked before about what the girls are comfortable sharing. And so they knew that I would be asking these kinds of questions and said that they were comfortable talking about these really, really difficult situations. And so that there would be more understanding about what refugees go through to come to our country, but also how, even though the circumstances that they have come from are very different than people who might be hearing this inside, they're the same, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Aya, what do you remember about leaving?
I was really little, but I remember when we were on the road, like coming from Syria to Jordan, it was really dangerous because they told us if you say any letter or you talk, they're going to shoot us. Because like we're walking in a really, really tiny road and on both sides, there's a people who shoot us. So if you say any letter or you talk or a baby cry, they're going to shoot you. So you just follow along and you have to stay quiet. It was really scary because we was really little and my mom have to carry us, our stuff, our clothes in the bags and take care of us on the road. And my dad the same. So it was really hard and dangerous.
And we had nothing to eat for 3 hours. If we ate or drank, they will not let us walk in. They will just leave us and they will keep going.
Did you have to hurry?
We have to hurry up and we are not able to eat anything and we cannot have any food with us.
Oh, otherwise they wouldn't let you into Jordan.
Yeah, if any of the government from Syria or Jordan see any food with us, they will throw it away or they won't let us keep going with them.
That's a long time to not eat when you're walking.
Exactly, and it's very hard.
And, and you're little.
Yeah. And it was raining. And
because we were not walking on a normal road. We was walking on the soil. Yeah. So it was really hard, especially when it's rain. You have a hard time to walk on the soil.
Yeah.
And my mom fell down on the way. And because it was really hard, so she had difficult time to walk. And she fell down. And she had her leg bruised.
Yes.
Yeah.
Were you following someone who was leading you?
Yes.
Or did your dad know where to go?
No, we were following someone that he knows the way.
Who knew the way?
The road. Yeah.
Okay.
It's like many people we're following. There's a special people that picks us.
Yeah.
They were having guns and all of that, like to save us.
To save us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they can't save all of us if there are some
right. Too many.
So the people were guiding you, they had their guns.
Yeah.
And there were other people who were trying to stop you that had guns.
Yeah.
And that'd be very difficult.
Yeah. So until we get in the camp and then we were safe. But the Georgian people, government, police were mean, very mean to us. They said that's how, if you want to say you want freedom.
Mm.
So who told you to say you want freedom? That's what happened with you. So you have to.
So they were telling you this is your fault.
Yeah.
If you want freedom, this is what happens to you.
Exactly. So what were.
So they said like stay in Syria, be killed, or you have to stay here and live a hard time.
Yeah.
Mm. Not very good options.
No.
A hard life in Jordan or stay in Syria where there's war.
Yeah.
I think hard time in Jordan is better.
Yeah. And so that's why your family decided
to move out.
To leave. And so in Jordan, you were saying about it was very difficult to find housing.
Because not all Jordan people like to rent a house for Syrian people, refugee.
Mm-hmm.
Because they said, I don't know maybe they don't like us or something. I don't know, but that's how they are.
No, but always Jordan people say Syrian people always the best for everything they do it or they making or they say it. They think like if we came to Jordan, the Syrian people, they will be best and take everything with them.
So the Jordanian people thought,
we'll take everything.
You'll them. Take their, you'll take yeah. their jobs, yeah. their yeah, houses, their.
And yeah. like they won't let men work in Jordan. If they saw any man working, they will take him back to Syria or they will kick them out. Mm. So they will not let him see his family at all.
So how long did your family stay in Jordan?
So we stayed 3 years and 8 months, but we have to because we were waiting for the, we were waiting for a call from America mm-hmm. for refugee. I don't know.
Yeah, to be approved yeah, as, to be as approved, a refugee. Yeah. So did you know, did your parents know that you hoped that you could come to America?
They were not know because, so we were having been there for 2 years. Then we got a phone call from them. So they called my dad. I asked them, we are trying to get people to as a refugee to America. Would you like to be one of them? And he said, yes, we would like to. And they said, okay, so we will call you back to make an appointment to interview and we will talk about all of that stuff. So my dad asked us if we would like to or not. So we said yes. So some of us said yes, some of us said no because we were scared of the language and of the people because it's not our country.
Yeah. What did you know about America before you came here?
When we heard about America, about the TVs, we think like America, oh my God, it's really a rich, rich country. Like we're going to live a really happy life when we first came. We didn't think about the language, about how do we live and all of that stuff.
But my dad was thinking about that. He thought we were going to have a hard time to learn the language, hard time for him to have a good job. And he doesn't have any language. And also for my mom, because she doesn't have any friend to go with. And I think they just have to stay at home.
So that's true, because none of your family came with you. Who of your family is still in Syria?
All our relatives.
All of them.
Yeah. So I was having my uncle in Jordan, but not all of them. But I have many relatives in Syria.
So he knew that you would come to this new country with no language.
Yeah.
All alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. He don't want to come, but like he don't have choice. He come because of us, because he wants us to finish studying. Because if we stayed in our country, in Jordan, we can't study.
And it's better life for us.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't want us to get mean or bad attitude or bad trading from Jordan people. So he said, I want you to be in a good people within a good relationship, communication, and better life than here. And you can complete your education, you can have whatever you want, and you can learn the language, and you can maybe after a while come back to your country.
Was it a difficult process for you to be interviewed? What do you remember about all of the interviews and being approved to come to America?
That was really difficult because like you have to see them maybe every month. I'm not really sure, but I think you have to see them every month. And yeah, for a year, maybe you have to see every month. You have to meet with them and they have to tell you about America, everything. And they have to tell you that you have to learn the language and you have to be nice to the people because all Americans are nice.
Yeah. All Americans are nice. They yeah, promised you that.
Yeah. And they said, you have to promise us, don't make problems.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to save America like
your country.
Yeah, like your country.
And you have to treat America yeah, like your new country.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And like you have to do the best for it. And America will do the best for you because everything is good there. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, and they make you swear that you do not do problems or do any bad stuff.
Like or drink alcohol and go outside or throw any trash outside and be nice.
Really?
Be clean.
No littering. No. Wow. Yeah. They made you promise lots of things to come here.
Yeah, we have to.
Okay.
Because they said if you don't promise, we can't let you go in.
Interesting.
Because our problem is because one of the government from America, the refugee government, so they were on the screen because we were talking video chat.
Yes.
Yeah. So then we were talking that, and they were seeing us that we are promising for them.
Yes. Yes, and you raise your hand and you promise. Yeah.
And if we didn't do that, they won't let us get in.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Did it feel
embarrassed? Was very impressed because we thought
very impressive.
Yeah, because we thought they are thinking of us that we are bad people of that stuff. They wanted us to promise. That's what we thought.
Oh, okay. So you thought they were already thinking you were going to be bad.
Yeah. Oh. But when we came here, it's not.
Okay.
Not like this.
So do you remember like the night before you got on the plane?
Oh my gosh, it was so hard and difficult.
You were nervous?
Yeah.
Do you remember the night before?
We were so crying because we have to leave our friends and that stuff. And I don't know. It was really hard. Yeah.
So in Jordan, you had made friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you had, even though it was hard, you had.
And there was a cousin for us in Jordan, and he is married. And he has children. And we've been together for 3 years.
Yeah.
And we ate together, we lived together because we find a house together and we live together. So that's why. And it was really hard because they told us when is our plane and they said you have to be there on time. If you didn't be there at time, you can't go in.
Yeah.
And they gave us a specific way that we have to have air each bag.
Mm.
So we can't have more than like, for example,
it was 60 pounds.
Yeah, 60 pounds. Yeah.
We can't have more than that.
So lots of rules.
Yeah, and
lots
if we things. Have more than that, they will throw them away.
Yeah. Even though they have to open the backpacks and check what do they have inside.
Yeah.
Yes, because, lots of checks and
because you can't have a lot of stuff like shampoo, cream, and all of that.
Yeah,
stuff.
You can't have that stuff.
Was that the first time you had been on a plane?
Yeah. That's our first time.
Yeah.
We've never been on a plane.
So when did you find out that you were coming to Phoenix?
So they told us at the first time. They said, this is your stay and this is your city. But we were not really recognized the names. So we tried to figure out on Google and we asked what the weather is and what everything. But some people, we heard from other people that they changed their stay when they came to here.
Yes.
They moved somewhere else.
Yeah.
But for us, we are lucky we came on the same state they told us about.
So when you Googled Phoenix, what did you learn about your new home?
We learned it's like a desert.
Desert.
Yes. Desert. It's not like something else, but it's just a desert.
And it's too hot.
And it's too... And you learned that it was too hot.
Yeah.
Okay, so you knew you were going to come to Phoenix, and you looked it up, and you found out it was a desert, and it was too hot. Were you still excited, or how did you feel?
For me, I was not excited because I was scared, but when I came here, I changed all my mind.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay, Aya, what about you? Were you excited?
I don't know. I was young. I don't understand. I was so excited. I thought America is, like, really fun. It's, like, what is the same what I see on the TV and all of that stuff.
Okay. Yeah. What about you, Nubal? Were you excited or?
I was too excited, but right now it's fine.
Oh, Nubal, you want to go back to Jordan, right?
Not go back to Jordan, but like just go and see like my people.
You just want
to
go back and see, yeah.
See like how is everything going in my country. Or...
Yeah.
Because always the country will be the best.
Yes. So when you arrived, what do you remember about the first couple of days when you were in Phoenix?
So when we were in the airport, when we arrived here and we were in the airport, so there was a man who took us from the airport and who helped us with our backpacks. And we were lost in 2 backpacks and we connect other people to check where are they and what's going on. And it was in a different plane.
Oh, okay. So two of your backpacks, you had to find them later.
So we came in a car from the airport to the home. And they were telling us, this is your home. And this is the furniture that we bought for you. And this is the rooms. And there was everything in you and clean. And especially like bathroom, like everything clean.
our beds are new. My mom's room is new, and everything was really clean and good shape.
Did that make you happy? What did you think it was going to look like?
We thought we're not going to have home. We thought we are going to live in a hotel for a while. But it wasn't like this. So it was really easy, and we were so happy because we saw the house. We have our own house.
You had your own house.
Yeah,
your
so
own
that's
space.
What makes us happy.
Okay.
Yeah. And we met, when we arrived, we met two people from our country, and they were telling us everything good and don't worry about everything. So everything will fine. Just wait and be patient until all your stuff be calm. And yeah.
So you began to feel a little better because there were people from Syria who were telling you it'll be fine.
Yeah, because they are refugees, same as, but same they too. Came before.
Yeah, because there are some people that have been here like for 35 years and more. So they helped us just at the first how to go to the malls. And if we need any stuff, they bring it for us because we don't have a car. And our old house, it was like really far from the malls. So we don't know how to speak and what to say or who's going to bring our stuff. So they take us and they bought it for us and they teach us how to go.
But the most people who helped are American.
Yeah.
So what kind of help did you get from Americans?
So like they helped us how to attend school. They helped us attending school, and they found out the best one for us, the closest one for us, and the one that we can have buses and it's close to us and have a good student inside it and everything. And they told us about the malls, and they also helped us about how to use the bus because my dad doesn't have a car. So they told us about that. And also they helped us many things if we need anything, like for anything, that there is not a specific thing. So like if you need anything, you just tell them and they can help you.
So you started, how soon after you arrived did you start to go to school?
It's like after a month.
No.
Three months.
After 3 months.
Yeah.
So after 3 months you started to go to school.
Yeah. And it was really hard and scary because when I came to school, like for me, I was in high school and both of them were in middle school. And they told me that you could find people are drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you can find people are having alcohol. But don't take anything from other people. Just be patient and be careful and be like, so we want you to be safe. And there is so many security, so you don't have to be scared. Just don't listen to people and that stuff. But it was everything good. And they were very nice to me. And they are very nice.
Were your parents worried about you going to school?
No, because they know that there is nothing going to happen. Because they know it's so many police and security. So there is nothing going to happen.
They were worried because we don't speak English.
And yeah, just for
hard.
This part.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they know that it's safety for us.
They know
it's like safety. There's nothing going to happen.
Yeah, but it's just worried about the language. But they encourage us about everything.
Yeah. So they always beside us.
What did you want to say?
And he doesn't work well because he took her to school like for 1 month. He was going with her.
Oh, yeah. Who was going with
my dad.
Oh, your dad took you to school?
Yeah, and one day he told me he wanted me to try to come to home by myself. He wanted to encourage me to come by myself. So he told me to go by myself, but I was really scared and I was crying because it's like maybe a week. I have been a week and he told me to come by myself. And I wasn't very sure about the way. So one of the security saw me crying. And maybe I got lost, so I came back to school. Not I got lost, but because I get scared.
You just weren't sure.
Yeah. So I came back to school. And one of my security took me to the office. And they arrived me to my home.
They took you home?
Yeah, they took me home. And it was really, really nice.
So that's one of the really amazing things about your dad.
Yeah.
Is that he's always pushing you to try new things.
Yeah. Both of my parents, they encourage us and pushing us to do whatever we want, just on the right way. And just be patient, be nice to people, be careful from other people.
and do whatever you want.
Like my mom always told us, if you, like here in America, we came to study. Just keep going. Do not afraid of anyone. Just like fight for your future. But like keep on the right way. Just stay on the right way. But fight for your future. Never give up. Or listen to any people who told you you're better. Like, you still have to stop. You get married. It's better. Do not listen to any people. Just fight for your future.
Yeah. So why do you think she tells you that so much?
Because she didn't study. And she had this many...
It's because of her experience?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It happened with her before, so that's why she...
Because she lived a really hard life.
Yeah, so she encouraged us to be better, to be our life better than her life.
Yeah.
What was her life like?
It was nice with my mom, but like she
married young.
She didn't study. Like, she didn't go to school. Because in our country, when you were 10 or 12 years old, if you graduate from 6th grade, they will tell you, go to the kitchen. You're no more to go to school.
Yeah.
So at 6th grade, go to the kitchen, you're done.
Yeah, no more.
Get ready to get married?
Yeah.
Or, okay.
But it's not always you can see people are attending to 9th grade.
Yeah. Like if the family, they need their daughter or their son study, the people start to talk about the girl or about the boy bad thing. And they hurt like their parents and it will be a lot of problems. So the parents say, okay. The best thing, stay at home, stop going to school.
So in Syria, if a girl wants to study and she's 13, 14, 15...
They won't let her.
They won't let her.
They start to talk about her.
They start to talk about her. And what do they say?
They say she's a bad girl.
Yeah. She's a bad girl because she wants to study?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They think she goes somewhere.
Yeah,
or,
with boys or pasta.
Oh.
But like my parents, they said, we want your life better than our life. Did you see how we came to America and we can't learn English, we can't speak it, but you can do it in your life. If you move to a different world or to a different place, you can do it. You have a chance because you have your diploma, you know, you get encouraged, you get education. Yeah.
Your mom got married when she was?
14.
14. And started having, like, how old was she when you were born?
She was 15 years old when I was born.
When you were born. And then she started, many children
came up. Was living with my parents' dad. My dad's parents.
Your dad's parents.
Yeah, for like around 10, 11 years.
And your parents are very happy.
Yeah, they were very happy.
Because, they love each other, you can tell.
Yeah, they are. They love each other a lot. And they care about each other.
And your dad is wonderful, yes.
And my mom's just so wonderful.
Both of them.
Because, like, they understand each other,
mm-hmm.
and they don't argue a lot. Like, so whatever my dad wants to do, he can do. And whatever my mom wants to do.
They agree with each other?
Yeah, they agree.
They trust each other.
Yeah, that's the most important thing.
That's really beautiful to see. And but even though they had that, they still want something better.
Yeah, they want for us something better. They don't want us to get married at young age, because if you get married you can't have better life, like you can't get a good education, because some husbands don't let their wives to study
mm-hmm.
and go get education to be better than him.
That could be a problem for some.
So that's why they told us, get your education, educate and get your diploma, and then you can find a good man for you and a good person.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's probably happened to everyone. You're sitting in Sunday school and suddenly you think, wait a minute, I've heard this all before, about 100 times. I'm ready for something new. Well, I'm happy to report that your dream Sunday school class is just a click away at the Sunstone Magazine podcast. Here, you get to hear the best Sunstone articles in an Audible quality package. You'll hear about everything, from the first vision to feminism, from LGBT issues to scriptural interpretation, from polygamy to poetry, from scholarship to mysticism, from personal essay to fiction. Listen to some of our free episodes at patreon.com/sunstone. Come join the Sunday school class you wish you had.
So I want to talk about that, but first I want to go back for just a minute to learning English. It was really easy, right?
No,
it
wasn't really hard.
I'm just kidding. English is a hard language to learn. So what do you remember about like your first days at school, about learning English?
For me, I was really crying. I was so crying because it was difficult. And like, if you need something, you can't say anything because you don't know what you have to say. So I was just crying, and all the teachers were hugging me and saying, don't cry. We can use the app and we can figure it out. Just don't cry. And figure out.
So they were trying to help you.
On the translation, Google translation. Mm-hmm. So they helped me a lot. Until I know, like, hello, how are you? And what I want to. If I need something, I used to use my app to let other people understand me.
And in my school, they bought me a laptop thing.
A laptop?
No, tablet.
Oh, tablet, yes.
An iPad. And they let me use it for everywhere I go in school. So I can translate, communicate with others. Because it was really hard when I first came. And they told us, like, all Americans eat pork and all of that stuff. Uh-huh. So we were not eating at school. We was really afraid of the food. We were really hungry. They told us. And we used to know that we are not allowed to bring food to school. So they bought me an iPad and they told us, no, there's no pork in the food. You can eat and all of that stuff. And they told me that we bought you this iPad so you can communicate with the students and practice your English more. And you can do your homework so you do not stay behind.
So there were many days when you were hungry because you were afraid that there was pork, which is against Islam.
Yeah.
If you are Muslim, you do not eat pork. And so you were worried that there might be some hidden pork in the food.
But they were encouraged us that there is no pork for you because we know there are so many Islamic people, they don't eat pork.
Yes.
So they said, no, there is no pork so you can eat and don't worry about it.
Mm.
And they were telling us that if this side there is a pork or this side not pork. So they took us to the side that there is no pork.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how long was it before you felt comfortable? Like, okay, I'm learning English. I'm getting it. I'm understanding.
A year.
A year?
For me, a year.
What about for you, Nibal?
Like this year.
This year?
No, this year, like 2018.
2000, last year?
Yeah.
So about two and a half years?
Yeah. For me, a year, because my dad take me with him everywhere to translate for him.
Oh, right.
So that's why it makes me more strong with that and more comfortable.
So that is one of the things that happens is the children end up being in a lot of situations where they have to translate for their parents, right?
Because they don't speak English.
They don't. So I'm sure you had to help your parents go to the store and buy things. What else?
Yeah, and go with them, translate wherever they want. And if we have any interview in my sibling school, I go with my parents. Or sometimes my mom not able to go, I go by myself, like a big sister. And they allow that because I told them that my parents don't speak English. So they let me be instead of my parents.
Yeah.
And that's helped me a lot.
It's helped. That's helped
and
your
encouraged
English.
Me and make me more comfortable with English. So I have been just maybe last year and the year before last year, she started to go instead of me. Like we want to encourage her language, both of them, not just her.
To go and translating for your parents is a big part of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you told me the story of going to Costco.
Yeah. We have to apply for the credit. It was, at first it was really hard because that's the first time I go. But like, I'm getting it.
You're getting it. What were you going to say about English?
Nothing, just like, because when I came, like, I don't like English at all. Like when I was in my country, I didn't go to my English class.
Because you had English classes in Syria?
Yeah, but I didn't go.
Because you didn't like English?
No, I just didn't like my class.
It wasn't special.
I'm not special. I just
and you know, if you don't want to learn it, it's fine. Because it's not important, And that's why we didn't learn nothing.
Oh, okay.
We used to not even know how are you.
Yeah.
He was like,
so one day, some people knocked our door to give us like some ads and that stuff. And they were talking on us and we said, we can't say anything because we don't know what this, what do we have to say? We want to say it, we know English, we can't because we don't know. So we just closed the door because
we just didn't even know what to say to them. So what would you tell someone who's learning English now?
Just practice your English.
Work hard.
Yeah, and never give up.
Practice on the internet.
I learned my English also on internet. I always look up for lessons that teaching English or as a second language. And there is a teacher that I know her. I forget her name. But yeah, I always trying to watch her movie and always take a notes from her. And when I go to school, I practice them with my friends or with my teacher. And I tell her that's what I learned from home on internet.
Mm-hmm.
And she will tell me if it's correct or not and how to use them. And that's how I learned my language. Better English.
Yeah, because I have a friend, she does speak English, but sometimes she have a hard time to understand it. So she give up really fast. So never give up. That's a
have to try time. And
yeah,
try and
just
try.
Keep trying until you get it.
Because if you didn't try, you can't pass in the life. You can't give up like fast. You have to.
So do you feel now like you are Americans? Syrians? What does it mean? What do you think it means to you to be an American?
It's not American. It's Syrian. We're still the same Syrian.
But
we don't feel like there is difference between American and Syrian.
Because
I feel we are the same.
Yeah, same.
Like if I sit with American or with Mexican, whatever people, I feel we are, there is no difference. We are the same.
Like just be who I am.
Just be who you are?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it important to you to feel like you belong here?
Yeah. For me,
Do you feel like you belong here?
Yeah, I feel.
When I first came, my first school, it was Atkinson. It was all of it Mexican. They speak Spanish. So I was like, oh, I don't belong here. So I was like, I wasn't like, I give up fast. But when my second school, when I was in eighth grade, I moved houses. I came to other school. It was all. It was African people. It's many countries. So
many
I was
countries.
Like, yeah, everyone is trying. I was like, oh, I should not give up. I have to try, speak up. And my teacher teach me that. And my friend, they told me, if you keep give up, you can't walk. And I don't know how to say it. Like,
you can't stop. You just have to keep trying.
Yeah, just keep trying. Don't listen to other people, whatever they said. If you said you don't know how to speak English, tell them I'm learning. Do not listen to other people.
Yeah. In every school, there is people like this. They don't let other people freaking out. And
so, have there been people who have been unkind to you?
No, for me, no.
For you, yes, I am.
Yeah, it was in 6th grade and 7th grade. In my first school, I attended. It was Atkinson. When I first came to America, I attended for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
The kids used the Mexican kids, my friends, especially the boys. They were really mean to me. Like, you're different. They act like I'm really different because I used to not speak English.
Middle school
understand.
Is really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone's trying to figure out who they are, right? So there were people who were unkind to
you. Yeah, but
there's
a lot of teachers and kids are really, really nice and they helped me a lot.
But the more...
But the, like, the more it was me.
The more, were there teachers who helped you in...
Yeah, all of my teachers helped me.
For me, there was nobody unkind. But like I felt I am different because I was the only one in my old school. I was the only one who is refugee or like who is different than all of us.
Oh,
like I'm the only one who is like Islam or whatever. So all of them Mexican or American.
Oh,
so I was the only.
So you
one
did feel
yeah.
you did feel different.
I felt different, and especially in my class, in the class. So I was in the class. All of them like understand each other and learning together, especially me. I am sitting by myself because like you can't talk with someone and you don't speak English. And that's why I felt different. But now, no, I feel the same.
What about you, Nibal?
Nothing happened, but just like I didn't like them because like they say, oh, you speak different accent. Oh,
you have a different accent.
So funny.
An
oh,
accent.
Like when I want to talk to my teacher, oh my God, like I have to repeat the sentence many times so they understand me. So because they say, oh, you talk too fast. You talk too fast. I'm not talking too fast. But they did. So like I said, okay, I don't want to talk anymore. Like I a lot of problems with my teacher with that. I just took my class and go like I said, okay, so I don't want to talk anymore.
It's been hard because your teachers don't understand you
exactly.
sometimes.
And for right now, like
yeah.
So,
yeah. So you're still you feel like you belong, but you're also still
feel like different a little bit, but not from the people, like you feel by yourself.
Yeah.
For me, no. I feel like I belong here.
I feel different. I belong here too, but I don't know. No. They are really good to us, and they were very kind. But like by yourself,
yeah.
Because we were new here, yeah. And we were not know anything. Maybe that's why. But now I feel very comfortable with them.
Very comfortable. You started working.
Yeah,
you're working.
And I feel like I would like to share anything they want to ask me about. It's fine.
They can ask you. That's one thing that you guys have always been so. You've always been so open.
Yeah.
And
I can answer any question. Like yeah. I don't feel like scared afraid. Or weird or afraid. No.
So tell me what you think your life will be like in 2 years from now.
Will be. Better than now.
Better than now? Yeah. How so?
It's like our language is gonna be improved, and like our life is gonna improve. And I will might be in college. Maybe I will graduate from college, and I will have a major of pharmacist. And maybe I will find a better job that I can support my family and my sisters, and I can be an example for them, and for my little. Sisters and brothers.
So Rania is 19 and she wants to go to college for pharmacy. Nibal is 17 and she wants to be a heart surgeon. And Aya is 15 and wants to be a doctor.
Yeah.
So lots of very, very high goals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do your friends have high goals like you do?
No.
Why do you have such high educational goals?
Because for me, I think I want to get a high education and get a high, great job because I want to help my family, like because they helped us a lot. So I want to help them like how they helped us.
Yeah.
And I want to be an example for my little sisters and brother and help them if my parents, like, for example, whatever happened. So I want to be an example for them.
Mm. And I have a really high goals because in my country, like, the girl have to stay home to get married when she's young. So I want to show them, like, girl can do it. Like, she can.
There's
she,
no difference yeah. between man and woman.
Yeah, she all has to do same. It. She has to study to finish her studying. She can't just and get they, married and sit home.
And they can have their freedom. They can yeah. do whatever they want, not just men.
So what about your life in 5 years? Do you think any of you will be married? Do you want to get married?
I would like to, but for me, I don't think so. I don't want. I want to be with my parents and my sisters and my brother.
What would be a good age to get married for you?
I prefer maybe at 26, 27.
26, 27. Mm-hmm. Aya, what about you?
22 or 23.
22 or 23. What about you?
It doesn't matter when I find a good person for me and someone understands me. And
when you find a good person
and someone not who like under- 20, no.
Yeah. Okay. So how does that work? In Islam and in your family, what have your parents taught you about how they want you to go about finding someone to get married?
Sometimes they told us, like, when you go to college, maybe you will find, like, person that a good person for you. And maybe when you get older, you will have more knowledge and more understanding other people, and other people will understand you more, and that way you can find better person for you and for your life, and you can have a better job with him. You can decide what you want more than right now.
How did it work with your parents? How did your mother come to marry your father?
You can date in my country. Like in here, America, you find your boy like a boyfriend and a girlfriend, and then they decided to get mm-hmm. married. But in my country, no.
No dating?
No. No dating, no boyfriends at all.
Just okay.
Other people
like, if somebody like you, the man and his parents have to come to our house and tell our parents, like, I want your girl, I want to marry her.
And so your dad's parents?
Introduced themselves to get married.
Went to your mother's parents and said, we would like our son to marry
your daughter.
Your daughter.
Yeah.
Could your mother have said no?
Yeah, she can.
She could have.
Yeah, but other families, they don't allow their children to say no.
They will just decisions.
Oh, okay. Yeah, their decision. They just say yes without asking their daughters.
Yeah, but in my family, it's our decision. Like my dad say, I have to ask my daughter if she will want or no. If we said no, he can't tell us you have to.
Like in America, we have many people ask us about that, and he came to us and he asked us, "Would you like or not?" In my opinion, my dad's opinion, he said, in my opinion, I would like you to complete your study and get your major and education. But I don't know if you would like to or not. It's your decision.
So your dad has said it is your decision.
But that's but what I prefer.
There's already been people who've come to ask your dad if you could marry them.
Yeah, but we said no. For me, I said no. And he said no, my dad wants to complete her study.
So could you have a boyfriend if you wanted to?
No.
No, we can, but like if I said, Mom, I like this person and they want to get married to him, he might come to our home and ask my parents about that.
He can, like, if we don't want to marry right now and we don't like this person, he can be our friend, that's it, but not boyfriend.
But like he can come to our home and ask if we want, if ask our parents if we can get married. And if I say yes, maybe they will love us.
Yeah. So your family is very open to what you want to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
How does that make you guys feel?
Very happy.
Yeah, because a lot of our people and parents are me, like they are really not open to their kids. Like they have, the kids have to do whatever the parent wants. Yeah, but because, my family, no.
Because also like children are not open to their parents.
Yeah.
So because of our, in our family, we are open to our parents and our parents open to us. Like we say everything to our parents and they say everything to us. And whatever happened to us in school or anyone talked to us or said something about us or said, I love you, we say everything to our parents. So that's why they trust us and they told us to do whatever we want because they know we are going to tell them everything.
So you're very open.
Yeah,
to our parents. You tell your parents everything. Yeah. They talk very openly to you.
I talk to them, whatever, anything happened to me, I tell them.
They know everything about us.
Yeah, that's right.
They know everything about you. That's so wonderful. That's such. Yeah. How many do you? I imagine that you have other friends who don't have that kind of a relationship.
No.
With their parents.
No, I don't know why. Maybe they're scared of their parents. Maybe their parents don't. They are not comfortable with them to let them talk everything to them. I don't know, but for our family, it's really nice.
So what are some things that you get to do that maybe other Syrian families or just other friends that you have, maybe other cultures?
The way how we go out, our dressing, our alpha.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, other family, they don't allow their children wearing pants.
So you wear pants, you each wear a hijab?
Yeah.
But you also wear pants.
Yeah, other family, they don't let their children pants, and we wear short t-shirts. Yeah, it's fine, but other family, they don't have that. And we have so many friends, and people are mean to us because we are like this. And they are mean to our family too.
They other said, Syrians? Yeah,
they said that we are having more, very free, so many freedoms, so my parents should not do that with us.
Yeah.
And they said, my parents said, it's fine because it's their life. They can do whatever they want if they are on the right way.
So other people are worried that your parents are ruining you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Giving you too much freedom.
Yeah.
But your parents trust you.
Yeah, because they trust us. Because we say everything to them. So we don't lie at them. We don't keep anything.
So you don't lie and you don't keep anything from them. So they, so the way you get to dress is very different. What is there anything else that's different?
Drive the car. I am driving. Other family, they don't allow their children to drive.
You have your license.
And
Nibal has her license.
Yeah,
and you both drive.
Aya will get her license.
Who taught you how to drive?
My dad.
Your dad. That's so sweet.
Yeah. And her dad taught her.
Taught her too. And so you get to drive around. I mean, right now we're at my house and it's like 30 minutes away from where you live.
Yeah. And we can drive to here.
And you can drive.
We can go wherever we want. So my parents always told us, go wherever you want. Just let us where are you. Go to cinema, to movie theater. Go watch movie. Go eat outside. Do whatever you want. Go with your friends. Just let us where are you. Let us know. Yeah.
They get really worried about us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I get really worried about my kids too. And
yeah, but
I think that's normal.
But we don't like to go out without our family.
We like to be together.
Yeah. Especially like sometimes it's us to go out, but we say no, we want to be together. So we don't always say no.
That's very sweet. So have there been things that you thought you would not like about America that you like now?
Yep.
Like what?
Communicate with the people.
Communicating with people. Yeah. How so?
I thought we can't communicate with them because they are really different. And but like, I thought there's no other culture or people different. Like in America, I thought there's no people from different culture, only us. But it was a lot from Africa, Somalia, everywhere. So I really like that because they act like we are all the same. There's no difference. Because in my country, they are racist and they like, there's different.
Make a difference between each other.
But in here, no. I really like that about, I really like this in America. There's no difference.
I do like it a lot too.
That's wonderful that you've experienced that, that's how you have felt. Are there things that are still hard for you?
Sometimes, like, I have some words I don't know. I had hard time to communicate. Not communicate, like, some words I don't know what are they talking about. So I told them I don't really understand, and they explain everything. They don't have any problem with it if you say I don't understand. And especially when you tell them that I don't speak English very well, they try to speak slowly and very clear to let you understand everything. And that happened with me a lot, especially when I go with my friends to somewhere. And when the first time I met with someone, I told them my English is not very good, so you have to be careful. Because I might ask you about many things again and again to repeat it. And they said, it's fine, don't worry. Just tell us whenever you are not comfortable and we can help you to understand it more.
Do any of you want to go back and live in Syria again?
Some.
Aya, you want to go back?
No.
Oh, not you.
No. Because if I went back, I know, like, for sure, I'm not gonna finish studying because my culture are gonna talk about me like, you live here, you can't study, you have to stop studying. I wanna finish my studying, get my degree and my diploma, and then if I wanna go, I will.
And she might get married.
Yeah.
Do you want to marry someone who's Syrian?
Yeah.
Aya, yes.
Yeah, but not right now.
Yes, but if I do find a good person, it's fine. I can.
So, yeah. So if you don't find a good Syrian. Yeah. You just want to find a good person.
Yeah, the good person is the most important.
Syrian?
For sure.
For sure? Nubal is for sure wants to marry a Syrian?
But I want him to finish his study.
I want him to study.
You all want to marry someone who has studied and has a degree.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we don't want someone that he doesn't have a degree. And he's lazy.
No lazy people. So no lazy people need to apply for the position of your husband, right?
Yeah.
Rania, do you want to go back and live in Syria?
I would like to, like, just a visit, but not.
Oh, just visit.
Yeah, just visit. Like, sometimes my dad asks me, would you like, he asks us a lot, always. If someday we decide to go to Syria, would you like to go with us? We said no because we want to complete our study and want to be like freedom, we want freedom because in our country we don't have it. And he said, it's fine, you can stay here with you and your sisters and we can go back and we can come back visit you or you can come to us, visit us.
Nibal, what about you? Do you want to go back and live in Syria or just visit?
No, just let me finish my study, take my degree because I want to like be a heart surgeon. Big job and hard job. So then I will think like if I didn't see like the America is not like comfortable for me in the future, I will go back. If like it's normal like now, I will stay. Just like visit, not always stay in America.
And I would like to go around and visit the world.
I love travel.
Yeah.
Where would you like to see?
Dubai and Paris.
Dubai and Paris?
Yeah.
What else?
Same, Dubai and Paris and go other places and learn language and meet with people. And I want to learn more about people and more about religion and that stuff.
Yeah, and one thing I say, when I grow up and I be a doctor, I want to help people.
Me too. A lot of people. Yeah, I want to help people because we get so many people that they helped us a lot.
Yeah.
We want to help the same how we get help.
You want to help other people.
Yeah. And to right now, if I see any people that they need translate or something, I go with them and I help them.
Yeah.
I did it many times.
How has it been, or I guess a better way to ask it is, You all are practicing Muslims. Mm-hmm. What does that mean for you? Do you pray every day? Do you go to mosque? Does that make you feel like you belong? Does it make you feel different? That's a lot of questions. Let's just start at the beginning. So what does it mean for your family to practice Islam?
Very important, because they want us to be in our religion. When they want us to follow our religion and not go out without it. So that's the most important thing with them. So they said, always just follow your religion. And we are telling you that you can do whatever you want. Just follow your religion. And don't miss anything that what your religion say.
So does that mean that you're praying 5 times?
So we don't pray a lot. Like for me, I don't pray. So we should pray. And they always encourage
us. Do your
us
mom
to
and
pray.
Dad pray?
Yeah. Just my dad.
Your dad always prays?
Yeah, my mom too.
Your mom too?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we have like girls, 70s, they can pray. Yeah. Like, but my mom, my dad, they always pray. They follow our religion and they want us to follow our religion praying, but we're lazy.
Do you not pray because it's hard? You have to stop what you're doing and go somewhere?
Yeah.
And okay.
Yeah, because we're lazy.
But do you think that you will pray more when you're older? Like
yeah.
Your parents?
Yeah, I think so.
So you'll pray more when...
And sometimes I feel when I have children, I will teach them to do what my parents are teaching us right now.
So is it important for you to marry someone who is Muslim?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because they will understand us more. Because they know what Islam are, and they know what our religion is. So like it's not going to be hard time to communicate and explain everything and why you are doing this and why. But
that's not the point. But in our religion, we cannot marry a boy who's not Muslim.
Yeah.
Like if we marry him, he has to be Muslim or turned a Muslim, or we have to marry a Muslim boy.
What happens if you marry someone who's not Muslim?
It's bad. It's bad. It says like we went out of our religion.
Yeah.
It's kind of like this.
It's not bad. Yeah. It's when you went out, you left your religion.
It means that you leave your religion if you marry someone who's not Muslim.
That means you are not Muslim anymore.
Does that mean that you can't go to the mosque anymore? You can't.
But you can if your husband get Muslim like you.
Oh, if he becomes Muslim,
he became, it's fine. Okay. So you will have better life.
So it will be very important to each of you. You will not consider marrying anyone who's not Muslim.
No.
But if we did, I don't know.
And for me, sometimes I think if I want to do it, I will not have to belong to Islam.
You will ask, you will ask him to become Muslim.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like I have, for example, I have a person who asked me if we can date. And he told me, without asking him, he told me I would like to belong to Islam. And if I want to marry you, I would like to live in Syria, wherever you want to be. And I would like to be a Muslim like you and do whatever you guys do and pray. That's what he said.
And what did you think of that?
I said, this is cool, but like, I'm not ready for it. I don't want to get married right now. So he said, I can't wait for you. But I said, don't wait.
You're going to be waiting a long time.
Yeah.
How old is he?
He's old. He's like around 30.
Oh, okay. So he's...
So if he waits and I'm not graduate from college, so how come he's going to wait? It's going to be a long time.
Yes, he might be waiting a long time.
Yeah, so... And they told him, I am really sorry, but, you know, I am 19 and you are 30. Big age.
It's a big age difference.
Yeah.
And so you have your plan and you're going to stick to your plan?
Yeah.
Yeah? Is there anything that you are worried about in the future?
For me, about how I'm going to, like, how it's the same way how it's Rania to apply for college and all of that stuff. And I want to enter the best, like, the best for me, because I want my parents really proud of me.
You want your parents to be proud of you.
I want to graduate, but like I want somebody to tell me the right way, how to go, because I don't know. But right now I'm getting some ideas because of Rania. She's graduating and she's applying for college, and next year is Nibad. So I'm getting a lot of ideas.
Like an example.
Yeah.
Yes. somebody has to go first.
Yeah. And we are really proud of Rania because she did it.
She did it. Yes. So you're worried about like applying to college and what are you worried about? That just cracked you up that she's so proud of you, right?
Not for me, like,
what is your question?
Is there anything that you're worried about?
I was really worried that I was worried about how to apply to college, but I found the good people that they encouraged me which college is the best and how it goes. And they helped me with applying and get scholarship and get grant from FAFSA and all that stuff. And now I'm not worried about anything because I will do it.
You'll do it.
So I'm not scared.
Yeah. Are you worried about anything?
Nothing.
Nibal has all the confidence in the world. She's just going to do it.
Thanks. Just keep it strong for yourself and not for other and do whatever you want. And don't listen to anyone.
Yeah.
And be who are you.
Just be yourself. That's what I love about each of you. Nibal has been a little tired. She's usually fiery, right? With her opinions.
Yeah.
Just I can do it. I can be whoever I want to be. That's what she's always said.
Like, I like anything I need, I want to do it. Like, anything I think, it, anything I need, it, I have to do it. Like, it doesn't matter what, like, the problem. Okay, I will see, like, all the problem what happened with me, but I want to do whatever I need.
You will. I believe you. I believe each of you. Thank you so much for talking with me. Is there anything that we didn't talk about that you wanted to say?
I don't know.
Anything?
No.
Because I'm a very good interviewer, right?
Yeah, you are.
That was very nice. Well, thank you. And one of the things that...
Yeah, one of the most people who helped us.
Yeah.
We are a very...
Yeah,
an
awesome one.
Thank you. That's very sweet. I did not pay them to say that.
and your family are very lucky to have you.
Thank you. Thank you. I will tell them that you said that. each of you are such a good example of being yourself, of respecting your religion and being true to your parents and supporting each other. I love to be with you because you're always laughing and teasing each other and arguing with each other. And it's so wonderful to be your friend. So thank you for being here.
Thank you so much.